different types of situations and events that you can run into, even in the not only just the course of a week, but even in the course of a day. You can go from the joy of celebrating a baptism and a new birth with a family to immediately after that going and tending to someone that is dying and giving them the sacrament of the sick and the last rites of the church. And just even yesterday, you know, I got up and I went to Lincoln and visited a family there that I knew that wanted to help some poor people that I've been working with. Then I went to went to the hospital to visit somebody there, had a Legion of Mary, went to Plattsmouth, had Bible study with the ladies there in the jail, then came back, had Mass the evening. And so just even, there's just a whole wide variety of things that you end up doing. And it seems like I'm always, you know, talking or, you know, just saying things or whatever during the course of that time. And I really don't think that anybody actually really remembers anything directly that I say. Maybe a little snippet here and there or a word or a phrase or something like that. But in my ministry as a priest, I don't think that that's the most important thing. What I say is not the most important thing. Because that, as I said, that's not the thing that people remember the most. The thing that people remember the most is if I'm there or not. For example, you know, if there's a tragedy or something, you know, it's thank you, Father, for being there for us. Thank you for coming and seeing us. Thank you for being there for Mom when she was dying. Or those are the things that ministry of presence is really, I think, the one of the most important parts. One of the most important things that I do as a priest, because when you really think about how love is communicated, one of the important things about love is that we need to be present to that person. Because if we're not present to that person, then Christian, I don't know if you've ever had a chance to talk to somebody while they're texting or while they're playing on the computer or something like that. You know, you're talking to them, but they're not present to you. It's only when they turn to you, they look at you, they give you their full attention, they realize, okay, I think they're listening to me now. And God knows this about us. And as we approach this Christmas time, and we begin to reflect, you know, these readings take on a little bit more of the character instead of just begin with a more immediate preparation of celebrating our Lord's birth. When you think about how God, you know, of all the different ways that God could have come into this world, you know, most of us would think that, you know, he would come with power, that he would come with might, that, you know, and everybody, you know, they visually, they can see, okay, yeah, this is God. There's no doubt in my mind. But he doesn't do that. Instead, he comes to us, born of a peasant virgin, as a little child, a little baby. And we ask ourselves, why? Isn't that rather strange? Isn't that kind of odd? I know we hear the story over and over again, but, you know, think about that. Why did God do it that way? And the one thing, when I was reflecting on this, when I was thinking about that, is from the prophet Isaiah, and then it's quoted here again in the gospel, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Through this whole economy of salvation, through this whole process that God set up for our salvation, God wanted us to know and he wanted to communicate to us that he is truly with us. Not just in his glory or in his power, but he truly wanted us to be able to experience his love for us. Because above all, God is love. And when we come and we meditate on Mary, and when we can meditate on that, the child Jesus, who is born for us, And we just stand there and in wonder and awe, realizing that this is God. And He wanted to know, He wanted us to know that He loves us. And so He came among us to live among us, to communicate to us in words that we could understand, to reveal to us the Father's love. Because inside of each one of us, we are all searching, we are all seeking. There's an emptiness. And we try to fill that emptiness with all sorts of different types of things. And it doesn't work. And there's a certain sense that there can be a frustration in our lives. Because we realize that we're created for something greater. We realize that we're created for happiness. We're created for joy. But we don't find it. And so God comes to us to reveal Himself to us. To help us to know that He is present with us. But we must have an encounter with Him. Because we all have an idea, and we firmly believe that, yeah, Jesus came, He died for our sins. But especially when something, maybe something bad happens in our life, where is God? Doesn't He love me? And so we think about how do we recognize the presence, if God truly is among us, how do we in our lives recognize His presence and how do we experience His presence? And the first thing that we need is the gift of faith. Is that vision that we have from faith, and that's something that we must ask for. As I said before, God could have come and he could come down right now and manifest Himself visibly, but then all of you would be compelled to believe. It wouldn't be a choice anymore. But God doesn't want to violate us like that. He doesn't want to force Himself upon us. And so He says to us, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened unto you. God gives us enough evidence and enough clues to show us that He exists, but there must be a response on our part. We must seek, and if we seek, we will find. And so what we must do is ask first for the gift of faith. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I want to believe. Reveal Yourself to me so that I know, so that I can experience Your presence. Because without the gift of faith, it's all just a bunch of words. It's all just a bunch of stories. But faith enables us to see God, to recognize His presence around us, to realize that everything is held in existence by God, and nothing happens in our life without God knowing about it. But that God can use all things in our life, even the negative, to bring about His perfect glory and to bring about our fulfillment. When we have the gift of faith, one of the things that we begin to recognize then about ourselves is that we are sinners. Recognize that there are certain things in our lives that are not good. There are certain things in our life that we have done where we've sinned against others, but most especially that we've violated our relationship with God. And so when we have faith, we can look inside of us, and we can look into our hearts, and we can realize that I have obstacles. That I have things that are preventing me from experiencing the love of God. Sin, in its core, is selfishness. It's something that prevents us from being able to receive the gift of God's love. And so when we recognize our sin, we realize that I can't get rid of this on my own. So that's why God gives us a beautiful sacrament of confession, which is a wonderful, beautiful thing that we can do during this Advent season. is to not only to go there to acknowledge before God our faults and our sins, but so that we can hear those words from Him. I love you. I forgive you. I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God speaks to us those words through the priest so that we can hear them with our own ears. So that it's not just a figment of our imagination. So that it's real. Because God is with us. He's with us through the sacraments. Because when our hearts are open through our faith, when we have had our iniquity and our sin removed from us, it is then that we are open to receiving the grace that He wants to give to us. It is then that we recognize His presence around us. It's then that we recognize His presence in others. That we realize that I must love this person in front of me because this is God present to me. This is Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, whatever you did to the least of my brothers, you did it to me. God is with us. We don't have to go to India. We don't have to go to South America. He's present in the person sitting next to us. He's present in the people that we live with. He's present in the people that we work with. But until we recognize His presence in them, we won't find His presence inside of us. God is with us. The most profound and special way that God is with us is what we come to celebrate here today. Is in the Eucharist. That through the eyes of faith, we realize that God is with us, that He has not abandoned us. That He stays with us, and that what we receive is not some piece of bread, but it is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and God. He is with us. He said, I promise to be with you until the close of the age. He's not just loving us from some far distant place. But when we receive Him worthily in the Eucharist, He comes to love us from the inside. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. As we approach the great solemnity of Christmas, and as we celebrate again our Lord's birth, His coming into the world, we ask Him to come again into our lives, to come into our hearts, and to transform us, to take away our sin, so that truly we may experience His presence among us, that we can experience His presence within us through the power of His grace, so that we can experience His presence in others, so that we can experience His presence in the Eucharist. And when we recognize that God is with us, it is then that in our lives we can, no matter what obstacle, no matter what trial, no matter what difficulty we experience, we know that He is with us. I'm always moved when I go to the jail because just yesterday I was talking with one of the ladies and when I started to talk to her about how, you know, even God is even present here in the inside of these walls, inside of this jail, you know, she was moved to tears. And it may have been, you know, one of the first times in her life that she finally, it clicked for her. She recognized that God had not abandoned her. That He was still with her. And that's something that God wants all of us to really come to know and to experience during this holy time. So let us really ask God for a deeper faith. Let us confess our sins. Let us strive to recognize his presence in others, and especially in the Eucharist. Because when we realize that God is with us, then we will always live as children, as his children, and continue on our path.